that voted no, but with that clarification, since it's this item's only on item number 14, or condition number 14, I'm going to be supporting this. Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions or clarification? Okay. If not, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That passes unanimously. It will go to the full county board. Again, thank you for your patience. Next item. And for the Heaths, we will certainly check into the notification. Confirm that. Did you confirm it?
In fact, Ned had an opportunity to do that.
Thank you.
We did use the same exact mailing list, and your name and address was on it.
And that's possible that it was mailed, but we've had problems with mailing getting mixed up.
Sure.
Okay.
We
just want to make sure we're following the legal law.
Thank you, folks.
Great. Thank you.
We appreciate the fact that you took the time to look into it.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is petition number 1900. This is a petition for amendment of the La Crosse County Zoning Ordinance. To the County Board of La Crosse County, the undersigned hereby petitions the County Board to amend the zoning ordinance for La Crosse County as follows. And I'd like to state this petition originally came in to rezone to the Agriculture District A. And since the town of Farmington has
adopted
their the revised zoning ordinance, so it's going to the rural district. So this is to rezone from exclusive ag to the rural district. To rezone the following described lands, Lot 1 of CSM 161, Volume 12 in the town of Farmington. This petition is dated the third day of May 2012, signed by Ryan Paff, West 2450 County Road DE, Mindoro, Wisconsin. Madam Chair.
It's Mr. Paff here. If you would go up to the podium.
Ryan Paff, my address is W2450 County Road DE, Mindoro. I was trying to refinance and found out at the last minute I was zoned incorrectly and should have been caught when I bought the place, but it wasn't, so here I am. Just trying to get it fixed.
We have had a few of those.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions from the committee? Staff?
None.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone in favor? Anyone opposed to this petition? Anyone opposed? Last call. Anyone opposed? We'll close the hearing portion, and we'll hear from staff.
I would like to clarify, the original application on this was made May 3rd of this year, so it was quite some time ago. The original CSM showed a 66-foot right-of-way on this property, and it's actually only a 25-foot right-of-way on that one side. Hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the ownership showed up to the right-of-way in this case. So when it transferred from Young to Path, there was an 8-foot wide strip that technically was still under ownership by the Youngs. The Youngs have written a letter in support of this, so they understand this is happening. So technically, they're still owners of that 8-foot strip that's a part of the subject of this rezone.
Hmm. Is that something we need to get?
I'll read that into the record.
Okay, great. Thank you. Go ahead.
Correspondence. We received an email from Betty Sascio from the town of Farmington, sent Monday, July 9th, received July 10th, 2012. Item number 3, Ryan Paff, was to rezone existing home on approximately 1.5 acres from exclusive ag to ag district A to bring property into compliance with county zoning ordinance. Our zoning approval from the Planning Commission, this was inadvertently left off the agenda for the board meeting on the 3rd. The board heard the request and will review it again. Plan Commission approved variance for property located at N8283 Hall Road to allow, oh, I'm sorry, that is...
I was going to say there's no variance.
Yeah, that's a different rezone petition, but they did approve that on that date. We also received a letter from... Vivian and Robert Young from Madison, Virginia. And this is an email we sent to them to get their original signature. It states the surveyor, Scott Dunham, is in the process of correcting and updating the land survey regarding our property and the property of Ryan Path. Apparently, the county found an old deed which showed a change that needs to be updated before the Paths can proceed with their request. We understand the Paths are meeting with you tomorrow, so just want you to know that we are in agreement with the update and the survey is in process. Would you please email us back with a telephone number that we can reach Ryan? Thank you very much, Bob and Vivian Young. No further correspondence.
Okay.
Staff recommendation. Staff finds this petition is consistent with the La Crosse County Comprehensive Land Use Plan in that the land use is not changing. The Town of Farmington Planning Commission and Town Board have both recommended approval. Staff recommendation is approval to rezone to the rural district with no conditions. The minimum lot size to establish a residential use in the Town of Farmington is 2 acres.
Okay. We don't need any condition about subject to that being signed. That's clearly just more of a housekeeping for them.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Committee. Supervisor Jerome.
Do we have to be concerned about that 8-foot strip?
Owned by the...
The Youngs, submitted that correspondence that authorized Mr. Paff to proceed on their behalf.
Oh. Sorry.
No, that's okay. And then the ownership issues, they'll take care of at a later date.
Thank you.
Move to approve.
Is there a second? Motion by Becker, seconded by, say it.
One more. Andrew did.
Huh?
Laundry.
Isn't that what I said upstairs?
No.
Oh,
it's okay.
Supervisor Laundry. Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That carries. Our final petition for the night.
Madam Chair, this is an application for special exception permit number 2012-7. The applicants are Bruce and Ellen Bennett, whose address is 4772